I hope I've learned to be submissive to the will of the brethren. And I believe we ought to, as I don't know how it's going to be. Might have been better we not make an attempt, but we'll try. I've seen it over the years, paid real close attention to it. Somebody, you know, is in authority. I spent several years in service, several days, I should say, in the Army. The Civilian Conservation Corps was run by the Army, and there's always a superior that gives the orders. And you know it's that way in the church. Cool Springs got a moderator here, and I want to be submissive to him. That's why I'm coming now this morning. I hope that the Lord will see fit to bless us. I told Brother Frank he won't be here long. But I have to agree with Brother Sam. I believe we're singing in the Spirit. In other words, I believe we not only had the Spirit of the Lord, but was from our hearts. And we look around and see as dry as things are, and my friends, I see it. They're just raining on help a lot of places. But then when he mentioned about, my thoughts was about those people in Iran. You know, it's bad. We don't be not going to make a crop. You know, you done got a lot of spin out there. But listen, that ain't all. You ain't lost your home, your loved ones, and everything you got. Now, when you think about that, we need, you know, do that a little.
That's right.
Listen, I know it, and it ain't pleasant. That's not our nature. But what we all need to realize and understand that there is a great God above.
Amen.
And everything He does is right. David said it was. He's right and just in all that He does. I want to read some in the 100th Psalm of David. I know David, the Bible tells us he's a man after God's own heart. And he was a great man in his day. God chose him to be the king in Israel. I don't have a desire to get on the evil part of David this morning. I want to talk about this part. Sometimes, you know, we get that too. Remember always, there's two sides to everything. I don't care what anybody tells you about any subject you get it up about in a matter. There's not just a one side of it. And especially if there's two people involved. There's another side, you know. And I get a lot of times, you know, my son says, Daddy, everybody's got an opinion. They have. It might not be the same either. But opinions is not what counts. God's word is what counts.
Amen.
You notice Brother Samuel said we trust as he first began to pray this morning, Lord, we've met here to worship Thee. Now, if you've come for any other purpose, now listen, I wouldn't get up here and stand and say that you didn't come here for the fellowship of one another, socially, you know, so forth. That's in it. But our utmost cause is if we're here this morning at Cool Spring, as David said here in the 100th Psalm, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. In other words, we ought to be real glad this morning and thankful to the Almighty God that we have a health and strength and a desire to want to serve Him.
Amen.
And come here and praise Him. And that He is the utmost cause of our coming. And when we put Him first, you know, Jesus taught that when He was here. I don't have time to go over there and read it, but in Matthew's Gospel, you know, He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all of these things shall be added unto you." What things? The things you're going to need here in this life. In other words, if you don't get no more out of what I got to say this morning, I hope you get one thought. The utmost thing that should be in our minds and our desires is to praise God. That's what David's saying here. And serve the Lord with gladness. Be glad to do it. Want to do it. And listen. I could even get worse than that, but I won't. In other words, come what will or may, God is going to be first. And I believe we as church members ought to be. When it comes time that we meet, we ought to lay down everything else. You know, just as good from one Monday to the next, you know, what you've got to do. And our lives ought to be based around our priorities ought to be, and the priority one is serve God.
Amen.
Praise His name.
Amen.
Brother, you remember Brother Sam mentioned the greatest gift ever been given. That is the blessed Son of God. David desired to praise God. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. You know, this church, this kingdom, God's kingdom belongs to Him. So sometimes we might have the idea, get the idea, that it belongs to us. But he says, David says here, that it is He that hath made us. I don't know about you. I can't talk for you. I don't have a desire to want to speak for you. But I'm sure this morning that you could have the very thought that I have. And your hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the one that called you out of nature's darkness and His marvelous light. That's who did it.
Mm-hmm.
My friends, I assure you, for 24 years of my life here, I was happy. And you know, church didn't, the only thing church meant to me was to go because my father and mother carried me here to this place. And do it and being obedient to them. Other than that, once a year they carried out lunch Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's the only time. Well, I like that part. But there's some of it wasn't really pleasant. Them old preachers would get up, you know, and preach an hour and a half. Got two of it had preachers, you know. And I was a little boy, and me and my brother said a long time ago, way back, there won't never be no primitive Baptists. I don't like that way. They stay all day and get you done and perish you to death. That was my little boy's thought, you know. And I said it. God's the judge. But you know, the Lord can change, He can change everything.
Amen.
I'm talking about somebody that's able and knows and can change all things. And He enabled me 48 years ago, and He didn't call at me and, you know, He spoke to me. And when He did, I had a desire and I wanted to come and to church. And I wanted to do like David said here, I want to praise His name because He is such a great God and a merciful God. You read about David, you know, he's a real merciful old David. Y'all read about in the Bible. But I want to talk about what's in this book. I'm not up here to talk about what's going on in the world, what will be, it has been, so forth and so on. I want to talk about what God's Word said. You ever read about old brother Jonah?
Yeah.
Jonah knew, you know, a few things too.
Yeah.
He knew when the Lord spoke to it. You know, there's a lot of God's children like that today too. This ain't all of them here in this area. Lord have mercy, if they had all here, these pews, you'd have to have some chairs out here. There's a lot of them likes to do like Jonah did.
Amen.
That ain't what David said, though. He said, praise the Lord. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Who? The Lord's name. Oh, my friend, we got something worthy to praise. He is a great God. He's looked after us, hasn't he? I don't know about you, this poor boy, this poor sinner stand before you this morning. He's looked after our every need ever since we've been in the church. You know, I'm not up here to tell you how good I've been. Lord, the Lord knows I've made a lot of mistakes. I've blundered along the way. David did also. Who is it that hasn't? We look around, you know. I know this morning as well as you do. I don't know the reason. You know, I know that the dry it is, and the great God of heaven's withholding the rain. I know that he it's in his hands. And I say to you this morning, if we want it to rain, we better act like it. We better continue to pray. I believe it's taught in God's Word that we are to pray not only for it now, but pray for it for the latter rain.
Right.
You know, the former rain, we need it too.
Right.
Where they might be able to prepare the land, go out and sow the seed. How about we, you know, to depend on the season we have. You can plant late, you know. Some people say, I heard them say, you way 40 years ago, you couldn't plant cotton and things, you know, at a certain time. And if you didn't plant it, it wouldn't make anything. Listen, my friend, all it needs is God to bless the season, and it'll make later. How about David? I don't want to get away from that. Listen now, in the last verse. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. He is a great God. I tell you, he is the same God that overshadowed Mary, and she was begotten with child. And Jesus Christ, I was born here in this world to take care of what? To take care of sinners. I had John on that occasion when he was baptizing over there in the river of Jordan. Jesus came on the scene, and you remember what the Lord John said: "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." I want to tell you, my friend, this morning he taken away our sins, and he came here and bore our sins on the cross and saved us, putting our sins far away as east is from. Somewhere, never to be remembered against us anymore. I want to tell you, my friends, we got something to praise God for.
Amen.
While we live here
right.
In this world, and we ought to be about it and trying as best of our ability to put in foremost in our lives here each day that we live here, not only that we ought to come ourselves. But I say to you this morning, if you got any children, you ought to see that they come here too as well. Because those children are your responsibility. I thought about it so often. I used to when my boys were small. You know, I let them by on Saturday. They didn't have to go to church on Saturday, but they didn't get by on Sunday. And I tell them now, if I had it to go over with, I wouldn't act like that. They'd have to go Saturday too. Brother Sam, because I know that's the best place for them when I'm talking about when we're here at the home church. I believe you ought to bring them out to the church and let them know what we believe, what we stand for, what the church stands for. And when the Lord visits them with his spirit, they'll know who it is.
and all about where the church is.
He won't have to wonder about it. Now David said, the Lord is good. His mercy extends to all generations. Not my generation, not your generation, but all the generations that will be here in this world. As David said, he's a great God. He loved the people before the foundation of this world. He chose us in His Son and gave us to His Son. And His Son came here and died on the cross and paid our sin debt. Yes, sir. I want to say this morning, we got something to praise God for. Because, my friend, He looked after us when we are not able to look after ourselves. I see about it. Paul talked about it on one occasion in the Ephesians letter. And he said, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespassing and sin, and He hath made us sit together in heavenly places. That's what the Lord God. Now, my friends, I want you to know He is able, and my hope and my all in all is in what He can do and what He will do. Yes, I am. Now, my friends, you say here, people say, you ain't concerned about your children. Yes, I am concerned about them, and I want them to be exposed to the church, my friends. And I don't know no better way than to encourage my children and grandchildren to go to the house of the Lord. That's where God makes us be with His people, and where we might praise Him and have fellowship one with another, and be led by His Spirit, unerring Spirit, while we live here in this world. Yes, sir, I want to say, my friend, as David said about He's a great God. And David said on one occasion, he said, when I wake in His likeness, I'll be satisfied. And not until then will we be really satisfied. About the only time that we're really satisfied is when the Lord blesses us in a good meeting and hear the word from heaven on high of how Jesus has done. Oh, He's a wonderful Jesus. My friend, all in all, it ought to be. And I say to you this morning, I still feel that after a while that I believe we are not to give up and quit nowhere on the way. My friends, it is not no time, but the time is here that we stand firm and believe God and trust Him, and He will grant us those blessings that we need here in this life. Yeah, I think that'd be enough. Lord bless you. Come on, brother.